I was just going to say something really short and sharp. Obviously, relieved with the outcome today. It's been a difficult couple of weeks for myself and my family. I was just looking forward to putting this part of, I guess, the process behind us and moving on. You know, if you've got any questions for my lawyer or solicitor, please ask them. I'm not too, you know, too up to date on the law thing. So,
yeah, you took ownership of this, though, didn't you?
When do you want to play, Carmichael?
We've got a press conference tomorrow, so I'll answer questions then. Thank you.
Is that about the best result you could have hoped for?
Oh, it's got to be close.
And what do you think the Reds should do now?
That's a matter for the Reds. I can't speculate what the Reds might do, but certainly that's a process now that Carmichael's got to go through. The Reds, you know, the Reds have been very mature, very so far in this whole process, and I expect a similar approach from the Reds moving forward.
No conviction recorded, and just a fine and supply charges dropped. Do you think he should be able to play Super Rugby this season?
Again, Neil, I can't speculate about what the Reds might do. It's clearly a serious matter, and those decisions are going to be made, after today, and I understand there's a press conference tomorrow, and I'm sure those announcements will be made then.
What was his reaction to you as the judge handed down her decision?
Most of you guys were in the room, so you know he was relieved, and you know, most of it. You know, certainly, I speak for myself too. I was certainly relieved on his behalf because he's, you know, for those of you that know him, he's a good guy, he's taken ownership of this issue, as has been said on his behalf. So, a lot was what needed to be said was said in the court, and the judge made certain findings, from a personal perspective, I thought the magistrate was on point.
Glowing references, including Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, Wayne's known him for a long time. Wayne's known him since he was, before he was 17, and again, no surprise that Wayne said, he's been far from perfect. None of us are perfect.
Do you expect this to be the end of it? That's the absolute end.
In terms of these criminal proceedings?
Yeah, but you think.
Certainly, in terms of the criminal proceedings, absolutely, absolutely. In the case of the Reds and the RU, that decision's yet to be made. So,
has there been any discussion between the pair of them at the moment, flagging the possibilities at all?
Oh, I'm sure they're in discussions. I'm sure there's been plenty of dialogue between the Reds and the RU. I haven't been party to those discussions.
He's got a very close family. His mum was in tears there at the end.
Yes, again, they're a wonderful family, and like a lot of, plenty of wonderful families find their children before these very courts, and so they're not unique in that regard, but, it's nice to have it behind, this part of the whole process behind.
What message
the fact
do you
that
think
he, take, he took
to...
ownership of the he took ownership of this situation, and he actually showed no excuses, that helped his cause, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah, and certainly our criminal justice system, is the legislation says that's to be the case, so... Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, that's certainly, and that has, it's had legal consequences, and from a practical perspective too, it's wonderful for us human beings that we can just move on.
What message do you think it sends to his legion of fans, particularly young kids out there playing all three codes? We've looked up to him.
I'll share with you another thing that Carmichael said right from the start. This is a very negative situation, and he's determined to make it a positive, and I think he's going to change the lives of a lot of kids going forward. So, in the message that he can send out.